Now, Lawrence Cummings joins me here at Spitalfields. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Good evening.
Thank you for letting us broadcast your wonderful concert.
Delighted.
We're in a particularly glamorous position next to the queue for the lavatories. But
it's a glamorous life.
Brush over that. What a wonderful space this is to make music.
It's a fantastic church to perform in. It really is. It sort of, you know, has all that history that's so redolent, and the acoustics are perfect, particularly when it's full, like to the rafters like it is tonight.
And there is something about performing Bach's liturgical music in a church as opposed to a concert hall, isn't
it? I think so. I mean, it's obviously we're doing it in a concert form, but we have chosen music suitable for the season, Advent and Christmas, and it does feel like the right place to do it, I have to say.
You get that wonderful sense of Bach reinventing himself, don't you, in that Advent cantata we've just heard, that I think has at least four different lives, is slightly different.
Absolutely, when it comes, of course, from a secular cantata in the first place, a congratulatory cantata, and yet he uses it and makes it so natural that it seems like a totally organic thing and absolutely conjuring up the expectancy of Advent.
Now, here you are performing with the English Concert, who play such a vital role in the evolution of early music and period performance in this country since they were founded, what, nearly 40 years ago now. But you have played your own part in that journey, because for 15 years you were director of authentic performance, professor of historical performance at the Royal Academy of Music.
That's right, yes. I was given that honour to run the Department of Historical Performance at the Academy, and I have to say it rejuvenated my musical life in the most extraordinary way. It allowed me to really start conducting and also to direct these wonderful young students, many of whom I have to say are playing tonight.
You're presumably seeing everything
honor,
come
honour for me to see my former circle. Students as colleagues now.
And presumably that means that now young singers, young musicians are so attuned to this sort of performance.
Well, of course, there are still many questions that we have to ask. And whenever you look at the old sources, you look at the treatises, people come up with different solutions. It's not like there is an answer. But I think the young players now are so technically adept and also so aware of all the choices there are. And that's a very interesting situation to be in. I mean, they have the luxury, I suppose, of the work that the pioneers of the historical performance movement did. And so they can sort of take it that one step further.
We're going to hear Bach's Magnificat in part two of the concert. Why did he only set the Magnificat once, or are there others that are lost?
No, well, I think it was just an occasional piece, really, for originally for Christmas Day. And I think it's such a jewel of a piece because it really manages to set... I mean, the Magnificat's a long text. It has a lot of verses, but he sets each verse with a sort of short movement that absolutely gets to the nub of the affect of the movement, and you really feel that it's a sort of tapestry of emotions.
Now, the performance, or the version that's normally performed, is actually one that was revised for Easter Day,
wasn't
it?
That's right, yes.
And that's the one you're doing, but you're putting the Christmas interpolations into it.
Well, it just seemed a bit churlish to perform the Magnificat and not include the extra music that was written for Christmas. So we're doing the D major version, the later version, but we are putting in the four extra interpolations.
Which are what?
Well, you start off with a chorale a cappella arrangement from Himmel Hoch. And then there's a wonderful uplifting Freut euch und jubiliert, which is interesting for sopranos, altos and tenors, and the bass line is in fact in the continuo. Then the third interpolation is Gloria in excelsis Deo, and then we finish with Virga Jesse Floruit, which is strangely incomplete. We've lost the second half, and tonight we're doing it in a new realization by Timothy Jones.
Which is very exciting to hear that completion for the first time this evening. And each aria is given rather wonderfully a different orchestral accompaniment.
Absolutely. I mean, the key centres are really interesting. You get the flashes of light in Deposuit in the F-sharp minor, and then the sort of mellow flutes with the strings in Et Misericordia. And then, of course, Bach has to have his little joke at some point. You have the... Esurientes, where the rich are sent empty away, with the flutes leaving these sort of very pregnant pauses, and then the final note being a delayed bass note. So you imagine the rich people falling off their perch.
They've gone. Now, you're off to Liechtenstein, to Vaduz with
this
right.
Programme
tomorrow.
That's right, we do the
programme
tomorrow, yes.
And what then? What does Lawrence Powell's Christmas hold?
I'm off to Portugal to do a project with the Casa de Música Baroque Orchestra. We're doing a Christmas programme, a mixed programme of delightful music by Telemann and Vivaldi. And then I do actually get a rest for Christmas.
And you have a Messiah-free Christmas.
Well, I've just finished doing 8 performances of Messiah in Lyon.
So you didn't get away with that.
No. And I'm doing one after Christmas in Liverpool, which I'm very excited about.
Good. We're going to hear you playing Handel, one of the harpsichord suites, number one in A. Handel's so much part of your life because you've been running the London Handel Festival for more than a decade now.
That's right.
But you've
yes.
added Goettingen to your Handel portfolio.
Absolutely. Well, Handel was very, very formative in my early years as a musician, and I'm very grateful to him for his music. And, of course, it's interesting for me because I do a lot of Handel, but I also love doing Bach, of course. So for me tonight is a very special treat to be going into that repertoire too.
Lawrence Cummings, happy Christmas. Thank you for
Thank
joining
you
us.
Thank you very much. Happy Christmas to everybody.